It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Back in 1976, when the Magnuson-Stevens Act was passed, it laid the groundwork for managing the nation's fishing industry. Over the years, the law has been revamped and renewed several times. Still, the stock of fish off our shores continues to collapse. Now members of Congress, including California Republican Richard Pombo, say it's time to update the law that has fish and fishermen on the hook.
Fisheries management requires a balance. Having abundant fisheries with no fishermen left to harvest this wonderful protein source is unacceptable. Having fishermen with no fish to catch is equally unacceptable.
There are a number of bills pending before Congress that would regulate what fishermen can take out of the sea and how long they can set their nets and lines. To learn how the government's plans might affect those who make their livelihood from the ocean, Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern went to some New England docks.
The fishing vessel Sea Hound docks at the Chatham Fish Pier on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, to unload her catch as a huge steel bucket swings down onto her deck. First mate Jeremiah Perry fills the metal container with glassy-eyed haddock and codfish. Perry and Captain Peter Taylor are just back from 3 days at sea. Way out at sea. $1,000 in gas round trip out at sea.
We fished 100 miles offshore. And we go out there because that's kind of the end of the line now. It's really the only place to find any fish right now.
But Captain Taylor says Cape Cod fishermen didn't always have to go that far to cast their nets.
When I started, you could fish, 5 miles offshore, or you could go up the beach, we call it, up off the highlands, and be within, 3 miles of land up there and catch all the fish you wanted. Times have definitely changed in that regard.
Fish stocks in the Northeast dropped drastically in the late 1980s, and as the science caught up with the crisis, restrictions on catches soon followed, forcing many fishermen out of business and creating a lot of animosity between the fish counters and the fish catchers. But Captain Taylor knows that if the Northeast's fish stocks are to rebound, it's time to change fishing regulations.
New England has been great at stalling, delaying. I mean, that's how it's worked. And this is so short-sighted, the management now. It's, they're saying they're looking out for the fishermen. Well, how do you look out for the fishermen if you put them out of business because there aren't any fish left?
When it comes to regulating commercial fishing, New England does things a little differently. The rest of the nation uses what's called a hard TAC, or total allowable catch system. It sets a scientifically determined quota for the amount of fish that can be caught. When fishermen exceed that quota, they have to catch less of that kind of fish the following year. In New England, fishermen are regulated by the number of days they're allowed to go out to sea. If they catch too many fish this year, then next year their days at sea are cut. But regulating fishermen by days at sea, says Andy Rosenberg, isn't enough to stop overfishing.
If you overfish while rebuilding, what will happen is that you will have either you'll dig a bigger hole and it'll take it longer to get out, or you'll just have this slow death by a thousand cuts.
Rosenberg was the regional administrator for New England fisheries when the government first started addressing the overfishing crisis in the mid-90s. He says that when fast, strict recovery plans were put in place, fish stocks like haddock were able to bounce back. But with slower, more gradual recovery plans, like the one for codfish, the results were lacking.
For cod, we phased it in very slowly. There were big arguments from the industry, you can't, make the adjustments so quickly. Cod has just never recovered.
And what was Cape Cod named for?
Oh,
Cape
man.
Cod. Now we call it the Cape without the cod. You can't call it Cape Cod anymore.
Raymond Kane's been fishing out of Chatham-on-the-Cape for 34 years. And although fishermen have historically been wary of fishery scientists, Kane is starting to put a little faith in the research.
Andy Rosenberg told us back in 88 and 89 that there was something wrong with the stock. And of course, back then I didn't want to believe him. But in retrospect, along with myself and other men my own age, we started talking amongst each other saying, there is something wrong here.
In Gloucester, Massachusetts, one of the oldest fishing ports in the nation, there's a different view about just how many fish are in the sea.
The fish are out there. We're just not allowed to catch them.
Captain Billy Crossan is aboard his ship, the Odessa, tied up at Fisherman's Wharf. He's been fishing out of Gloucester for 29 years and is frustrated by mounting regulations.
If I was free to go fishing now, the way I fished 20, 30, or even 15 years ago, I would make myself very, very wealthy in a very short time.
Crossan and other Gloucester fishermen don't want to abandon the days at sea system for quota regulations because they think the science that sets the quotas isn't completely in touch with the actual numbers of fish to be caught on a year-to-year basis. Vito Gigoloni, who works with the Northeast Seafood Coalition representing fishermen, agrees.
We have very good science here for giving us trends, something to look at. We do not have the kind of science that's ready to deliver this kind of precision to allocate the fish. It's going to be unsafe for the fish stocks, and it's going to be unsafe for fishing communities.
10 years ago, 14 of the 19 commercial stocks in New England were overfished. Now it's down to 8. So while some fish stocks may be recovering, scientists say more regulation and protective measures are crucial. There are varying opinions among New England fishermen about how best to manage the Northeast fishery. But one thing they all have in common is a certain degree of stubbornness and determination. The kind that keeps fishermen like Captain Taylor of Cape Cod hanging on to his boat in the hopes of smoother, more fish-filled waters ahead.
I don't want to switch now. It's one of those things, midlife crisis, and what do? I bought a motorcycle instead.
For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern in Chatham, Massachusetts.